Everyone in Radio Land, I greet you in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ from the churches of the city and eastern zones of the Church of the Nazarene right here in Barbados. My name is Monica Rock, and I am the Sunday School Superintendent of the Bladesdale Church of the Nazarene. Indeed, it is our privilege this morning to share with you the Because He Lives program, a program presented by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados, and faithfully sponsored through the kind cooperation of our friends at Federal Motor Spirits. I now take this opportunity to express gratitude to Federal Motor Spirits for their continued support and do pray God's blessings upon their business. Today, the children from our Sunday school will be presenting to you A Boy from Bethlehem, a program I am sure you will enjoy as they minister to you. I now introduce you to our narrator, Javier.
We will now have the opening prayer by Deshaun Paris, followed by the scripture reading by Nyasha Griffith.
Thank you for allowing us to be on this radio station this morning. I thank you for the opportunity to reach your people. We are grateful, Lord, that while men only see what we look like on the outside, you see our heart. Help us, Father, to have a heart like David. Anoint us as you anointed him for your service. Use us for your honor and glory. Lord, as today is Mother's Day, I ask that you bless all mothers across Barbados. Continue to guide them and direct them that they may lead their children in the way they should go. Help us to live lives that are pleasing to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourself and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "They are still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He is tending the sheep." "Send for him," Samuel said. "We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. This is the word of the Lord.
The children at Hall's Road will now lead us in worship.
Sermon by Auntie Chantel.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today, the sermon is entitled, A Boy from Bethlehem. One morning, God spoke to Samuel and told him that he had a special job for him to do. Now, Samuel was a prophet. A prophet is someone who God speaks through. God wanted Samuel to go to Bethlehem and find a man there named Jesse, as God had chosen one of his sons to be the next king of Israel. Samuel was honest with God and told God of his fear of doing that, as Saul, the present king, would surely kill him when he heard what Samuel was going to do. God heard and understood his fears. He told him to go take a heifer and make a sacrifice and invite Jesse and his sons to it. Children, know that God understands your fears and will give you answers as well. Samuel then went on to Bethlehem, and yes, if this location sounds familiar, it's because Jesus was born there hundreds of years later. Samuel then sanctified Jesse and his sons, and the first son, Eliab, came to Samuel. Samuel thought to himself, "This is surely the man the Lord has chosen to be the next king." Eliab looked like a prince. He was tall and strong and handsome. But God told Samuel something very important. The Lord does not see the same way people see. People look at the outside of a person, but the Lord looks at the person's heart. He was not the chosen one. Samuel looked at all the sons Jesse brought to him, but none of them was the one God wanted. Now Samuel had to be really puzzled. God had sent him here to anoint one of this man's sons, but God had rejected all of them. There had to be another son. "Are these all the sons you have?" he asked Jesse. "Well, I do have one more son. He's the youngest, but he is in the field taking care of the sheep." "Send for him," Samuel commanded. "We won't sit down to eat until he gets here." David came. He was a fine-looking boy. He loved to sing thank you songs to God. He loves God, and God loved him. David was a shepherd boy, and in those days, shepherd boys were not important people. Maybe you don't feel important. You may feel that you are insignificant, as David probably felt. But he loved God as your children love God. God said, "That is the one. Anoint him. He is the one who will be king." So Samuel took out his container of olive oil and poured it on David's head. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. As the Spirit of the Lord was upon David, so the Spirit of the Lord left King Saul, and an evil spirit troubled him. So Saul's servant suggested to him to get a skillful player of a harp to play for him whenever the evil spirit tormented him. One of them suggested David, who he described as cunning in playing, a mighty, valiant man, a man of war, and a man who God was with. We may see ourselves as small or insignificant, but others see the greatness in us. Saul then sent messengers to Jesse and asked him to send his son to him. David went from caring for sheep to living at the king's palace. Saul loved him so much that he was given the important job of being Saul's armor bearer. God can take you to great places as well. And we just want to conclude here to say, are you that boy from Bethlehem? Do you think that you are insignificant? Do you think that you have no great purpose? But I'm here to remind you, boys and girls, that God looks at the inward heart and he believes in you. So don't worry, your time will come. God will make you that boy from Bethlehem.
We will now have a poem, "God Sees the Real Me" by Kenya Brown, followed by a solo, "Mother's Love" by Malia.
God sees the real me. God sees the real us. He is able to see right inside of the heart of you and me. He can look beyond what the eyes can see to know the thoughts that hide in our minds. God is searching for hearts that are gentle, hearts that live in peace, hearts to radiate love. He doesn't look at the outside of us, but he looks within the soul of who trust in him. God does not look at how tall or strong we are. He is looking to find those of a meek and peaceful spirit. God's words say in 1 Samuel verse 7, the Lord does not look at the things man look at, Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. She gave me life, showed me what was right, taught me not to fight the battles that weren't worth the fight. Right from the start, she held me close, and as time went on, she was strong enough to let me go. There's nothing you can do that will change your love for you. When the world comes crashing down, her love will pull you through. There's nothing you can say that will take her love away. Through the heartache and the pain, it was her love that still remained. Her love is gonna shine through everything. Oh, there's nothing in the world like a mother's love. She filled every need, made my life complete. Time and time again, she was with me to the end. She will leave your dreams, however hard they seem. When you almost giving up, she was still to lift you up. There's nothing you can do that will change your life for you. When the world comes crashing down, her love will pull you through. There's nothing you can say that will take her love away. Through the heartache and the pain, it was her love that still remained. Her love is gonna shine through everything. And she will do it all again for the chance to help you win. She was the one who gave it all. She was the one through every fall. Nothing you can do that will change her life for you. When the world comes crashing down, her love will pull you through. There's nothing you can say that will take her love away. Through the heartache and the pain, it was her love that still remained. Her love is gonna shine through everything. Oh, 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 there's nothing in the world like a mother's love. Like a mother's love.
Hello, good morning. My name is Halima Best. I am 10 years old. I go to Liberty Church of the Nazarene. My poem is written by Sister Seraphine Blackman. The title of the poem is Mother. M is for mother, so virtuous and divine. O is for the only one like her to find. T is for the tenderness one always shows. H is for the hugs daily she bestows. E is for her ever patience given from God above. R is for her readiness to shower me with love. As I gaze into her lovely face and see her charming smile, my heart beats with so much pride. And how blessed a child am I. This gentle, virtuous lady is who I call mommy, with words of gratitude and love. I declare what she means to me. Mothers, you are gems, special in every way. And today we join with others, wishing you a happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Abigail wrote,
Dear Heavenly Father, who never fails, even though we may have our own problems that feel like giants, help us to remember that with you we can face all our problems. We know that you'll make the right choices. We leave everything in your hands. Keep us through this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tehillimon will now give our closing song.
No.